أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. We are all capable as human beings of having views and we are all capable of forming opinions. But we do not always make good judgments. And by good judgment, I mean the analytic skill or the mental and emotional capacity or ability to use information that you may have to exercise your wisdom, to choose the best option in making a right decision. Now, people who normally make good judgments are people who think sensibly, people who listen carefully, and people who act practically. As we reflect on Durus Amiqa min as-Sirat an-Nabawiyyah, profound lessons from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we find examples in how the Prophet made good judgments and also respected the good judgment of other people. Whether people differed among themselves in the process, or even when they held a view different from his own. One such incident occurred on the day of Ahzab, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, a group of them who were traveling, he said, لا يصلين أحد العصر إلا في بنو قريظة. You should not offer the Asr prayer, those traveling ones, except at Banu Qurayza. So the people left. فَأَدْرَكَ بَعْضُهُمُ الْعَصْرُ فِي الطَّرِيقِ فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لَا نُصَلِّي حَتَّى تَأْتِيهَا. So as they were traveling, an Asr time came, but they were not at the destination yet. So the group said, some of them said, we are not going to pray Asr until we get to Banu Qurayza. وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, another group among them, or some among them said, بَلْ نُصَلِّي لَمْ يُرِدْ مِنَّا بِذَلِكَ. He said, we will pray at this spot, for the Prophet did not really intend what you are thinking. Now we observe two groups of people from among the companions of the Rasul reacting differently to one instruction of the Prophet. One followed the letter of the word, perform Asr at Banu Qurayza. So they took the words of the Prophet literally. The other group felt, yes, we take the words of the Prophet literally, but the intent of the Prophet was for them perhaps to speed up for safety reasons and to get to the destination as quickly as possible and to be in time by that place by Asr time. So when they did not make it in time, despite hurrying up, they prayed Asr where they were. So some prayed on the way because Asr time was in. The other said, no, we'll pray only when we get to Banu Qurayza, whenever that is. What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reaction to these completely differing actions to his single instruction? فَذُكِرَ ذَلِكَ النَّبِي sallallahu alaihi wasallam فَلَمْ يُعَنِّفْ وَاحِدْ مِنْهُمْ. When it was later mentioned to the Prophet, said one group prayed Asr on the way and the other prayed Asr at the destination at Banu Qurayza, he did not reprimand, nor rebuke, nor condemn either of the two groups, because he respected their judgments. Now, another incident pertaining to a suggestion made to the Prophet at the Battle of Badr. One of the companions had a different view from what the Muslims were doing and what the Prophet instructed regarding the arranging of the army at the battle and the place where they need to be stationed. The Muslim defenders came down from the valley of Yalyal to meet the army of Quraysh, and initially they chose the first well outside Medina at which to do the battle. So a companion by the name of Hubab al-Mundhir, he asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, are we standing here because Allah instructed you and gave you divine revelation If that's the case, we don't move one step forward, nor one step back. Or is this merely a matter of your opinion? So the Rasul said, "Bal huwa ar-ra'y wal harb wal makida." He said, "It's merely my opinion. And no, war is but strategy and planning." So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, fa inna hadha laysa ka bi manzil." If then, in that case, if it's merely an opinion, then this is not the right place. Meaning, if we are the first well, there are other wells, and the enemies who outnumber us 3 to 1 will have access to water. Let us go to the furthest well so that we have access to all the water and they may turn back. Strategy of war. So he suggested that فَقَبَّلَ النَّبِي الْخِيَارَ الْأَفْضَرِ. The Prophet chose his opinion, or that option, which was a better option. Now, the glaring lesson for us is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this final messenger of Allah, the best of creation, the recipient of divine revelation, he consulted and he did not hesitate to respectfully consider alternate perspectives or entertain differing opinions and then make an informed decision based on a better option, even if that option was not his option, but the option of someone else. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.